Two guesses of what that could be.
Running shoes? Nah.
Opening a can of VB. Mm. So we are here. I'm going to straight up say this. Apologies in advance for all the noises that you'll hear in the background today. So we're currently at our work retreat. We do it once a year. We go away. So we're sitting in the Australian bush, northwest of Sydney somewhere.
What, an hour and a half? Maybe 2 hours northwest?
Yeah. We're outside the city limits, just in the wilderness. So there's cicadas, cockatoos, galahs all around us making noise. And we're getting eaten by mosquitoes. And the sun's kind of setting in the bush and we're having a beer. It's good.
Can't get any better than this.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk about some like recent developments.
Yeah, recent stuff.
Recent stuff.
So like the London Marathon's coming up in April, which is probably the second fastest marathon in the world behind Berlin.
Yeah.
They set some pretty quick times there. And we've just heard news that Kipchoge and Bekele will both be there racing each other, which is sick.
It's going to be absolutely epic.
Oh, bruh. It's going to be so good. So we know Kipchoge's got the world record for the marathon, 2 hours, 1 minute, 39.
Yeah.
And Bekele nearly beat it.
Was it 42 or 41?
41. So yeah, two seconds slower. So, this excites me like you wouldn't believe, because we've always said that Kipchoge is basically untouchable. He's unparalleled in terms of marathon running, the best ever. But we've got this other fellow who just ran 2 seconds slower than him, so...
That was Berlin, both of those. Was it?
Yeah, Bekele did Berlin last year.
Yeah, and then Kipchoge did Berlin the year before.
Because he was busy doing his Vienna sub-2 marathon. So... I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with it? So, yeah, that's right. The thing that I believe has been missing from Kipchoge's efforts, and the thing that I believe will make the two-hour marathon, the sub-two-hour marathon happen, like a genuine attempt at that, is competition.
Yeah, true. So, because if you look at overall, look at Berlin 2 years ago. Like, nobody could touch him. Nobody even close to him.
Exactly.
Like, if he would have been a minute slower, they would have still won.
Yeah.
So now being chased, is it the same country?
No, London.
No, are they from the same country? Like, are they country mates?
I actually don't know.
Potentially. Who knows? Like, by him being chased by someone.
Yeah.
It's going to...
Having someone push him that bit further.
It's going to put the pressure on.
It could kind of go two ways. It could mean that the focus on the race is to win. So there might be surges and pushes throughout the race where they do like 500 meters super quick, and which might ultimately break the other person and slow the whole race down a bit.
Yeah.
Or it might make them both go 30 seconds quicker. Like, we don't know. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
So when I heard that news last week, man, I got pumped.
That's going to be... I just really hope... Because generally, marathon finishes aren't super exciting.
Usually
super close.
The last sort of 3 kilometers are quite... sometimes, like, a bit of a break happens towards the end.
Yeah, but...
But in terms of the last, like, 200 meters, like...
That's never where you go, oh, my God, this is... Yeah. Normally, with 3Ks, you go, oh, yeah, you got this.
Yeah.
You're good. Where, potentially, maybe, hopefully, this year, it's going to be an actual close call.
So pumped, yeah. So that's in April. I'll be watching it for sure.
Oh, 100%.
And the other thing which is kind of going on in parallel is Nike and their shoes and the governing bodies of athletics.
Yeah, World Athletics.
Yeah, potentially looking into shoe regulations and banning them.
Yeah.
Like, it's all tabloid.
Oh, look, it's all speculation, really, and hearsay, and, my brother has an uncle that works for this, who knows a guy that knows a guy that... Got an email from a guy.
Yeah.
When the London Times says they're going to outlaw the shoe, like the one Kipchoge wore, which is called
the Alpha Fly,
where the Guardian says it's not expected. Mm. So like two newspaper going, one says yes, the other one says no. And then there's some more speculation on they might limit the upgrading of the current versions.
Yeah.
So which means, because... In succession, it would be the first one would be the 4%, the Vaporfly 4%, then the Vaporfly Next percent.
Yes, that's right.
And then Kipchoge wore the
Alpha Fly yeah.
when he broke the 2-hour barrier.
So, yeah, so the current, I think the issue is the current guidelines are so general that we don't really know. So the current guidelines are that the shoe must be reasonably available to all and must not improve your performance. So if it's, and you know, you can argue that these Nike shoes are reasonably available to all.
They are.
It's like, yeah, they're more expensive, but you can still just go and buy them.
Hmm.
The Alphafly is not available to all.
Exactly.
So based on current rules, it kind of makes sense that that would not be allowed. But, you know, the Vaporfly Next percent, you can buy a pair, I can buy a pair tomorrow.
Yeah.
So...
Well, but, no, I can't. My bank account won't allow me.
My
bank account
won't allow me either.
But technically, we could.
So the what they're talking about bringing in to the rules is a limitation on the thickness of the midsole, like the stack height of the midsole, so like how much foam you have there. And they're also looking at limiting the use of carbon within shoes as well.
Mm.
But which, like, I mean...
We touched on this when we talked about our shoe update.
Mm.
And I think both of us go, this is new technology.
Yeah.
And it's if as long as it's available for every runner,
yeah,
it's fair.
Exactly. I don't think they should ban it at all. Like, fuck, when like Asics first brought out gel cushioning, they didn't ban that. When some other company brought out medial stability and invented stability shoes, they didn't ban that. So like, it's just a natural process of the technology of shoes moving that way. So, man, I don't know. I think they should be fine. Like, most brands this year in 2020 are bringing out performance shoes with a thick sole and carbon. That's where all the shoes are going.
Exactly.
Why ban them? It's just the next stage in technology. I think it's fucked. I think Kipchoge's shoe that he wore in Vienna for the sub-2-hour marathon, fair enough, you should maybe ban that because that's not widely available.
But it's either ban it or make it available.
Yeah, exactly.
Like one or the other. Yeah. Like if, and I think make it fucking available to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. A technological improvement shouldn't mean it's banned.
Because you can argue that any shoe is a technological improvement.
Exactly. It is.
It like, is. It yeah. actually is. Because it is foam and there's rubber and there's other stuff. And it will give you some return of energy.
Yeah, exactly.
So should everybody just run barefoot? Because a shoe is a performance enhancer?
Exactly, yeah. So, I don't know, man. Well, actually, I do know. I think it's fucked. I think they should be allowed.
Like, I agree with that, but it's a hard one because it's not just that. Like, there's a shit ton of money in there.
Oh, mate.
There's so much money around that entire... Like, I'm not talking Nike sales. It's just all the sponsorship stuff. The R&D that Nike has done and other companies have done to develop this shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's then not allowed to be used, that would impact.
Exactly, it would. The another interesting thing which I have read is Brigid Kosgei set the women's world record marathon last year
by like
a minute or something. Yeah. Like she fucked the record up like real good.
Mm.
She nailed it. She was wearing a pair of customized Vaporfly Next percent. So the Vaporfly Next percent is available, you know, anyone can get it.
Yep.
But it has been customized. The midsole that she wore was thicker than on a normal Next percent shoe, which is super interesting.
Yeah.
So because that's been, I guess, modified and customized, there's potential that that will be made illegal. But it's likely that her record will be allowed to stand.
Yeah, right.
But because of the upgrades, because she did it in a customized shoe, does that mean that it was an advantage and people won't be able to get close to her record in the future? It's,
like, it's like it's definitely a hard and like a very a discussion that divides people a bit. Because some people are very much like, fuck, it should be illegal. Other people are very much like us and go, fuck, it's technology.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be very, regardless of what's happening shoe-wise, London Marathon is going to be super exciting.
Yeah, and they do have to act quickly with the shoes, because if that marathon's in 3 months from now, they have to get all this stuff happening soon. Otherwise, you know, I wonder if they'll both be wearing the new Alpha Flies for London. I think if they both wear the Alpha Flies for London, and they both go and hard at each other, and they both feel good on the day, like, man...
It's going to be...
Man, I just got a bit... I just caught under the collar.
Well, that's the thing. If they both wear the Alpha Flyers and they both feel good, then the shoes don't matter because they both wear the same shoe.
Exactly. Yeah. So bring it.
So bring it on. Like, let them wear them.
Mm. I think so. We'd be interested to know your thoughts on this, actually, because it is something that does divide people a bit. So yeah, let us know. Messages. Tell us what you think, and we'll continue it on. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, because we've touched on this actually a couple of months ago, not even that long, when we just talked about a shoe update.
Yeah, that was quite recent. Yeah,
which is just interesting to see how much everything has evolved.
Yeah,
and I think it'll be a continuous process.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, we'll see where it ends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to predict.
Yeah. And yeah, like we said in that last shoe update we did about a month ago, is I just love that the shoe technology is leaning towards performance enhancement rather than injury prevention. Because we know you can't prevent injuries with shoes. Like, we just know that that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So I like that the shoe companies have definitely moved away from that. It gives me so much more confidence in the industry. I like it.
So, Paddy, who do you think will come out on top? Let's say they both feel good, regardless of which shoe they're wearing.
Yeah.
They probably wear the same shoe anyway, yeah, regardless of what's being banned. Who do you feel gets out on top in this one?
My gut reaction, my brain, my everything says Kipchoge.
Why?
Headspace.
Because he's run this up too.
Mindset. Well, that, yeah, like A, he's done it. And he's like, I know I can physically actually run this speed.
Yeah.
Forget all the other advantages he had, but he's physically done it.
Yeah.
That, but also his mindset. If you've ever heard the guy speak, man, his humility, his courage, he literally smiles when he runs. I think he's so good between the ears. In saying that, I don't know much about Bekele. I don't know what his head game is like. I imagine it must be pretty robust.
Oh,
but knowing, mate, Kipchoge, man, if it came down to it, I reckon he'd have it.
I feel like if Bekele is on his heels,
yeah,
they'll just drive him. They'll just drive Kipchoge to just...
Yeah.
He'll love that.
Yeah.
And he'll just smash it and go, fuck yes.
Exactly.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Because he'll... I feel internally he'll be so happy for Bekele.
Yeah.
Because
he'll
be like, mate, fuck, you're doing an amazing job. You've got such a good runner.
Mm.
He'll 100% hug him as soon as they finish.
Oh, imagine that hug at the finish.
Oh, yeah. Sweaty hug.
Oh, so good.
But it's like smiles and sweaty hug, because that's what he always does.
Yeah.
I feel he'll be prouder of him than of himself.
Yeah. Yeah. We're actually going to, hopefully, likely, talk about this next week. Again, we're getting a guest on to talk a lot more about mindset and how to approach a lot of things and how to, I guess, get your head right for life, but also for training and running and racing and just
and how you can implement certain mindset things that you can use in life, you can also use in training.
Oh, 100%.
And in just having a shit day.
Yeah.
So that should be really good.
Yeah. Yeah, big time. So that'll come on next week, hopefully. Well, the sun's gone now. It's set.
It's dark.
I can feel Mozzie's eating me.
Before we wrap up, though, we need to get some more blood drained. And just mention the course.
Yes.
Before we forget.
Yep, so it's live now. It's out there. A few tickets have been sold. People are starting to come along.
Yep.
23rd of February in Sydney is the That's Running Roadshow, where we do all of this live, face-to-face, give you some practical tips.
Yep.
Some hands-on, go through some stuff, person-to-person.
And I think we should record a podcast on that day.
Yeah, fuck
live there with people there.
Yeah, that's such a good idea, actually.
And people that can't come because you're overseas or you're somewhere else, in the UK or Canada or France or wherever the fuck you are, you can still sort of experience the vibe there and sort of get a bit of an insight into what we do there.
Yeah.
So when we become super rich millionaires and we travel the world doing these courses, you know what to expect when you come to your country.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Very good idea.
Or when you're traveling in Australia and we'll still be the same people we are now, you can come to the course and know what to expect.
Still can't afford Nikes. if you've got any questions about the course, also let us know. Happy to help out there. And we're actually super keen to look forward to meeting some of you.
Yeah.
Seeing you face to face.
Because we haven't, we've met only a few of our listeners.
Yeah.
And we're just super stoked.
Yeah.
to actually connect with you guys on a personal level, and like knowing what you guys love and what drives you and why you run, and just hanging out and having a few beeros. A
couple of beeros at the end too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Tell us what you think about Nike and London. Love to hear it.
Sweet.